USA News. I'm Jerry Varmesh. President Biden will address a joint session of Congress tonight for the State of the Union. He is expected to discuss progress made to end cancer, dealing with mental health issues, and tackling the ongoing opioid epidemic, among other topics. House Minority Leader New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries expects the president will lay out an agenda for everyday Americans.
We're going to build upon our track record of success and continue to fight for lower costs, for better paying jobs, for safer communities.
The death toll from a massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria is rising at a rapid pace. More than 7,700 people have died. Erla İmaz is a native of Turkey and a Colorado resident.
Where you are under rubble and no one can hear you, no one can reach at you, people are scared. Everybody's on the street. That's what makes me sad, and that's what makes me cry.
Thousands more are injured in both countries. Most of the wreckage from a downed Chinese spy plane has been cleared off the North and South Carolina coastlines. That's the word from the North American Aerospace Defense Command. A Milwaukee cop was killed in an early morning confrontation on Tuesday with a robbery suspect. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman remembers Officer Peter Derving.
He was a loving friend, a trusted colleague, and an outstanding officer whose passion was to serve as an officer since a young age of 13.
Derving was a lifelong resident of Milwaukee. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said on Tuesday that inflation is beginning to ease, but
this process is likely to take quite a bit of time. It's not going to be, we don't think, smooth. It's probably going to be bumpy. And so we think that we're going to need to do further rate increases.
The markets ended higher. The Dow was up 265 points on Tuesday. The Nasdaq jumped 226 points, or 1.9%, while the S&P 500 gained 1.3%. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Babbel. Évidemment. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 64,000 to try Babbel free. R-A-D-I-O to 64,000.
An off-duty New York City police officer shot in the head during an attempted robbery over the weekend has died. The NYPD announced that 26-year-old officer Adid Fayaz passed away on Tuesday. Seven people are injured after an external battery pack caught fire and forced a flight's emergency landing out of San Diego. Sabrina Lopiccolo is with the airport.
United Flight 2664 took off at San Diego International Airport and then returned shortly thereafter due to an electrical fire on board. The plane safely landed and taxied to one of the gates in Terminal 2. From there, the emergency personnel responded.
Four of the injured people were taken to the hospital with smoke inhalation. More people say they'll bet on the Super Bowl this year, a lot more people, thanks to an uptick in states legalizing sports betting.
The American Gaming Association estimates more than 50 million adults across the USA will put down a total of more than $16 billion on the big game. That's 20% of all of us, more than 60% more bettors than last year. 33 states and the District of Columbia have now legalized sports betting. Three more states are in the process. That means about 57% of the USA's population can make a legal wager. A separate study shows fewer of us are laying bets with bookies. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
Bed Bath & Beyond plans to close another 150 stores nationwide. The New Jersey-based company is trying to hold off from filing for bankruptcy. I'm Jerry Varmesh, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.